Inspector?
Are those morning reports ready?
Well, all except one, sir.
I wonder which one that could be.
Please don't be too hard on Sergeant Bilko. Yesterday he got word that his favorite Uncle Felix had passed away.
His uncle? You mean he had one left?
But this time it's true, sir. He even broke a date with me last night so he could be alone. Maybe that explains why he's a little behind on his report.
A little behind? He hasn't even reported Pearl Harbor yet. Send for my Jeep.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Sergeant Bilko said that your Jeep is still being given its 5,000-mile checkup.
Every time I want my Jeep, he's giving it a check. If we went into battle, I'd be the only commanding officer who had to lead his troops in a taxi cab. When you see him, tell him I want to talk to him.
Yes, I will, sir.
Hi, Joe. Check out these grocery requisitions for me, would you please?
Okay. Ugh. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I can't take those all-night poker sessions with Bilko anymore.
Wait a minute. Ernie was in a poker game last night?
Are you kidding? He was the whole game. And a deck of cards in his hands is like a guided missile.
Well, Mess Sergeant Ritzik, the Lucretia Borgia of the armed forces. Go, sorcerer. Mix your pots and pans.
Well, good morning, man. Oh, no, don't look at me. I forgot my sunglasses. Your blinding beauty is just too much for me. How are you, dear? Ah, it's quiet around here.
I'm just observing a moment of silence for the memory of your dear Uncle Felix.
Uncle who? Uncle Felix, yes.
How touching.
He was like a brother to me.
Oh, don't you lie to me.
Lie?
Ernie Bilko, you look me straight in the eye and you tell me that your Uncle Felix died yesterday.
I didn't say he died yesterday. Why do you twist everything I say around? I merely say I heard about it yesterday. As a matter of fact, my uncle died in 1914. I was just a kid then. And my folks wanted to keep it from me till I was old enough to stand his shock.
Well, here's another shock for you. I don't want to see you again.
Oh, wait a minute, Joni. Let me explain.
You save your explanation to the colonel. He wants to see you.
What? He wants to see me. Now what?
This is Colonel Hall. When a taxi cab comes up to the gate, let him through. It's for me.
Colonel Hall, sir, did you want to see me, sir?
Oh, Sergeant Bilko, aren't you up a little early? It's only 11:30.
Oh, really, sir?
Did the noise of honest soldiers working wake you up?
Oh, really? Give me a leader with a sense of humor. There are so few, you have to go way back to Alexander the Great to
find... Quiet!
Yes, sir.
I've reached a big decision. I've decided to relieve you of the command of this post and take over myself.
Oh, really, sir? I do the best I can. Oh, you're pulling my leg, sir. He's constantly chuckling me along. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Oh, come now, Sergeant Bilko.
Colonel, you didn't tell me there was a major film company on location here at Fort Baxter, sir.
Here it comes.
I'd like to meet Miss Taylor, or is it Elizabeth to you, sir?
Sergeant, stop it.
Oh, bless my soul, it's Mrs. Hall. Oh, my dear, if you get any younger, we'll be losing you to Elvis Presley.
Quiet!
Oh, he went to the Rock and Roll Festival with the other kids with the blue suede shoes. Oh, you'll be there.
Quiet!
Yes, sir.
Bilko, I want no more interruptions.
Yes, sir.
If you can spare the time, I'd like to discuss some military matters with you.
Spare the time? Really, sir? My time is your time. Remember him? My time is your... The Rudy Valley... Oh, that was way before your time. You wouldn't... Perhaps your mother told you about it. He works with the megaphone. He sings...
Yes. Bilko!
Very effective. Yes, sir.
My Jeep has been in your shop for 3 weeks. Why?
May I ask the colonel his age?
What has my age got to do with the fact that I never see my Jeep?
It's simply this, sir. You have the legs of a young man in his 20s. Legs of steel and yet with the spring of a young panther. And why, sir? Because you do more walking than any other colonel in the United States Army.
I know I do. Now you're going to. Until your reports are up to date, until my Jeep is fixed, I forbid you the use of any military vehicle.
But, sir, I'm due in town.
Walk.
Walk? But, sir, you know my leg, the shrapnel that I was...
In last week it was your other leg.
My leg... My
leg. Oh, John is...
No!
Poor leg.
You'll walk.
Walk. Yes, sir. You are sweet. Really sweet.
Taxi for Colonel Hall.
Let's go.
Yes, Colonel.
Got the nuts and candy?
Yeah.
Good. That helps the losers forget.
And I broke out a new deck and I got the chips ready.
Fine, fine. Well, where are my pigeons?
Grover and Pendleton are asleep, and Ritzik's wife won't let them out.
Oh, no. A whole night in front of me with nothing to do? I got it all... How about you guys?
Sarge.
Look, I'll play blindfolded, make it even, all right?
Sarge, we gotta get up in the morning.
Up!
You get some sleep, Ernie.
Sleep? It's 10 o'clock at...
Night, Sarge.
Oh, nuts. Sleep, sleep. Not a light.
Wonder if the guards want to play. I better not. Sleep. Yeah. Might as well take a crack at the side. Who am I kidding? I can't sleep this side. Sure. Everybody's asleep but me.
Can't sleep, eh, Ernest?
Who said that?
I did.
Where did you come from?
I've always been here.
You have?
Yes, Ernest, I'm your conscience.
My conscience? Why, haven't I heard from you before?
I couldn't get a word in edgewise. There I was in your head, trying to warn you, hollering, shouting, but you never heard me.
Is that what that was? I thought it was a sinus condition. Why can't I sleep?
Because your mind is so busy scheming to outwit your colonel. And he's a wonderful man, Ernest.
I know. I try to treat him like an equal.
And how about Joan?
Joan?
Yes, you've been going with her for 5 years. Have you once brought up the subject of marriage?
Oh, yes. Not in front of her, but I've brought it up.
Ernest, here, look. Look at your platoon out there. All of them sleeping like babies because they're honest, hard-working soldiers. Why don't you be like them? Let me help you to become an honest human being again.
Yes, an honest human being.
Oh, now, don't listen to him, Ernie.
Who's that?
Who are you?
I'm your ego.
My ego?
Yeah, glad as he. Glad to be you.
Conscience over there is what you really are.
And you?
I'm what you think you are. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Ernest, don't listen to
him. Beat it square.
No, I'm not listening. As long as he made the trip, I'll just pretend I'm listening.
Ernest,
quiet!
Please.
Now, look, pal, what are you worried about, huh? You're doing all right.
I am?
Sure. Well, you buttered up that colonel, huh? Buttered up his old lady? Funny.
You like that, huh?
You dug it all the way.
You dug it real good, huh?
And the way you took the colonel's cab?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Ernest, don't listen to him.
Please.
Now, listen, as far as this girl of yours, Joan, is concerned, now keep stringing her along so you've got no marriage, huh?
Oh, it's the furthest thing from my mind.
Good boy.
Ernest, listen.
Please, I'm not.
Now, listen, as far as dames in general are concerned, you know you can do a lot better.
I can?
Look at me good.
Yeah?
There's a hot hook of stuff dancing down at the Silver Palace in town.
Yeah?
Ernest!
Please, I'm not listening.
Yeah? I'm working on her for you.
You are?
Let me tell you how she's built.
How?
Ernest, don't listen!
Shut up!
Look, it's gonna take a little money.
Money.
But I got a lot of slick gimmicks. See, we'll shake it loose from that platoon of yours.
For shame!
We'll take them for every dime.
Take
them.
No! All. Leave him alone, you fiend! Leave him alone!
You make a square out of you.
Don't! Ernest, leave me alone! Sarge,
leave me
alone!
Ernie, what's the matter?
What's the matter?
What?
What's the matter?
Oh, it's you. I want you to meet two fellas. Where are they?
Who?
Never mind.
Sarge, you must have had a nightmare. Why don't you go to sleep, huh?
Sleep? No. I can't sleep. I want to talk to you. Sit down a minute. I must talk to
you. Sarge, we got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to help Captain Adams move off the post.
Captain Adams?
Yeah, you know, the post psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, the head doctor. He requested a transfer. Said he didn't have one case in a whole year.
How about that?
Who needs him? It's okay. Listen, fellas, I'm going to help you move him in the morning.
Oh, we don't need
him. No, I got nothing to do. I can use the exercise. Go on, get hit in the sack, fellas. See you in the morning. We'll help move the guy.
Good night.
So long, fellas.
Yes, we leave in half an hour. Yes, I'll pick you up.
Captain Adams, sir? Sergeant Bilger reporting. We have a truck outside, sir.
I'm all packed.
Move it, boys. Leave the couch.
But, Sarge?
Leave the couch. Just take the curtains.
Captain, I never had the pleasure of meeting you while you were on the post.
No, I've met hardly anyone on this post. That's why I'm leaving.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
Gently. Handle that gently, boys. That's precious instruments you're handling.
Captain, I have this friend of mine.
He can't
sleep a wink at night. He keeps hearing voices.
Voices?
Sir. Yes, sir. And I think you refer to him as his conscience and his ego. Perhaps you... Oh, yes, sir. We'll have you moved in no time at all. So leave the couch.
Leave the couch. Just take that truck. Handle carefully, boys. You may be handling scientific instruments worth a fortune.
This is not GI issue. Careful. Careful now. Gently. Yes, this friend of mine, his conscience and his ego keep pounding at him. Night after night, he can't sleep a wink, sir.
This is a friend of yours.
Yes, sir. He's a lovely fellow. Everybody, I'd love to help him so because it's... Yes, I do hope you like your new post. I'll leave the couch.
But, Sarge...
Yeah, just wait outside in the truck. I'll handle it.
Yeah, but the couch, sir...
Just leave it.
It's very heavy.
All right, boys, I'll take care of it. Leave
it. But, Sarge...
This friend of mine, he's the gentlest, the kindest fellow you ever met.
Sergeant, this friend of yours, who can't sleep?
Yes, sir.
By any chance, would he be a master sergeant? Does he wear glasses?
Does...
Oh, good heavens, sir. You thought I was retarded?
Yes. Oh, no, sir.
I'm as normal as blue baby pie. You thought I was using a substance?
Oh, no, sir. I'm well adjusted, you see. I need help.
Yes, yes, all right.
Now, I know that it's difficult to talk.
Yes, sir.
But I'm here to help you, and I want you to remember that.
Yes, sir.
So you just tell me now what it is that's troubling you.
Well, sir, I have difficulty in talking to people. But, sir, everybody on the post is against me. The colonel is against me. He thinks I'm always goofing off in my work. And my girl over there has a case for you. She doesn't believe a word I say. And I'm honest, you see. I'm a homebody. I think she's been stringing me along. She never intended to get married. I want to get married. And then the boys in the platoon, they're constantly rejecting me. Anything I say, I give them all my affection, but they reject me, sir. I guess they take advantage of me on account of my father complex, sir.
Your father complex?
Yes, sir, don't you see, sir? It's the id complex versus the libido, sir. When they're rejecting me, it's not me they're rejecting, sir. They're rejecting a dream image. Freud said it in his thesis about the male element as rejection of the male image, sir.
Freud.
Oh, I don't have to tell you about it, sir. You know more about it. It all came out in Freud's debate with Spinoza many years ago in Budapest.
Spinoza.
Freud came out with a theory that destroyed Schopenhauer's theory of the Oedipus complex. Spinoza himself, a devoted disciple of Chopin, screamed at Freud. He said, "Zygmunt, you are insane." Freud went right back and says, "Barry, listen to me. I know what I'm saying about it." We see the frustration there. Freud came right out with the theories which he maintained. He told about the sadism, the inner masochism. Now you see it in Joan, an inner masochism. She denies everything I say. She knows it's the truth. But in her rejection, she reverts to masochism and denies everything I say. Why? It's a rejection of me. I don't know where it came from, sir. Maybe before she was even born, her mother hated glasses. I don't know, sir. But Freud said it. Freud came out with the theories. He told us of the id complex and its manifestation in the rejection theory. In the heterojection cycles, it's a bedlam of guilt. You see it on the poster, the colonel and the men. The colonel salutes. The men salute. 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 What is that salute, sir? It's a symbol of insecurity. Don't you see what it says in that sense? It says, "Love me. I love you. Want me. I want you." It's an inner bedlam of conflict. The id complex versus the alter ego. The manifestation of the theories of the heterogenic cycle. It's as plain as the nose of my face, sir. I see it. Why can't I sleep, sir?
Sergeant, I would say to begin with that you seem to have a compulsion to exaggerate, to color the truth. And
exaggerate? I'm the essence of honesty, sir.
Perhaps I could be wrong.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we start at the beginning?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what time do you get up in the morning?
Oh, like any other normal soldier, sir. I'm up at the crack.
The truth?
Noon. Yeah. Noon, sir.
And how do you get along with your fellow men?
Oh, I get along fine. They all love me, sir.
The truth?
They hate me.
Your girlfriend?
She hates me.
About the colonel.
He hates me, sir.
I don't understand.
You hate me.
No,
everybody hates me.
I'd better call my wife.
Your wife hates me.
No, Sergeant.
They all hate me, sir.
No, Sergeant, you could turn this hate into love.
I can.
Yes.
Take me by the hand. Yes. Guide me. Just show me the way, sir.
Lie back. Now, Sergeant, you're a soldier. Start living like a soldier.
Yes, sir.
Get up in the morning with your men.
Get up with the men.
Do your job.
I hear you, sir. And it's high, high, hee, in the field artillery. Good morning, men.
That was Sergeant Philco.
Sergeant Philco, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Crazy.
It's over. You're still asleep.
I guess so. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, quiet, fellas. That was Philco in there.
Philco?
Yeah.
What, are you crazy?
He flashed on me. I saw him.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Susanna, aren't you ready? Oh, Susanna.
Hey, it's Philco, all right.
How could it be? What's that? Ha, ha, la.
What's everybody stand for?
Well, it's that just that you're up like everybody else.
Well, of course, it's a great feeling. I'm just another human being.
I know, and we're human beings, too, but we've come to look upon you as some sort of sun god.
That's a great feeling to be up in the morning. Boys, we've got a lot of work to do. I got to fill out the reports. Yeah. Take your time, but it's a full day's work. Hey, hey, hey. Field artillery.
What is he up to?
He's up to something. He's up to something.
But what?
Boys, we're in trouble.
I thought he was rather sweet.
Jerk, he's softening us up for something.
Yeah, but what? He's drained us out of all this money.
Boys, I think what we've been afraid of for these past few years is finally going to happen.
What's he going to do?
The only thing that's left. He's going to sell us into slavery.
Good morning.
Take care of these reports, dear.
Ernie?
Of course. Just handing in my morning reports. Is there a law against that?
7:30 in the morning and you're up?
Well, of course, like any other master sergeant. Why not? What do you think the Army pays me for?
Well, I often wondered. I thought maybe you had something on the chief of staff. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean it to
be. It's all right, Joan. I deserved it. But things are going to be different around here now.
How do you mean different?
Different between you and I. Did you ever think of investigating a little old American custom called marriage?
Marriage?
Of course.
Ernie, you all right?
Better than I've ever been in my life. See you in a minute. Good morning, Edna. You're looking lovely. Colonel Hall, Sergeant Bilko reporting, sir.
Oh, Bilko. I didn't realize it was so late. Time for lunch, huh?
It's 7:30, sir.
My, the time certainly flew by this morning. What did you say?
I said it was 7:30, sir.
7:30? My goodness, I must have worked through till dinner time.
You don't understand. It's 7:30 a.m.
7:30 in the morning, and you're here?
Well, of course, sir. Now, on these reports are for the motor pool. I thought if we assigned a couple of extra men, we could have the... Colonel?
Oh, I'll be all right. I just need a little time to think this over.
Of course, sir. Now, sir, about your jeep, sir.
My jeep?
Yes.
You mean you finished checking it?
Oh, no, it's not ready yet, sir.
Oh, good, good. I've begun to think the whole world was going crazy.
Your jeep isn't ready, sir. But your staff car is.
What staff car?
Your staff car.
I have a staff car?
Well, of course, sir. It's been here for 6 months, sir.
It has?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Well, it's a khaki four-door sedan. It's quite lovely, sir.
Oh, that car. I thought that belonged to you.
Oh, sir. Really, sir, I was just given an extreme road test to see that it was safe for my commanding officer.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to look at it, sir? It's right outside,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Isn't it a doozy, sir?
And it's all right for me to drive it?
Sir, it's your car.
Mine. I have a staff car.
Well, of course, sir. Sir, my big wish for you is to drive it in good health, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, wait. It's amazing.
What's amazing, sir?
Well, I've never seen you in the sunlight before. I thought you were a much shorter man.
Oh. Really, sir, you're going to see a lot of me in the sunlight, sir. Working, drilling, working, drilling.
Yes. What is he up to? I have a staff car. Why did he do it? Why did he let me have it? Why? Why?
Why?
Has he gone?
Who?
Bilko.
Oh, yes, sir.
Get me Lieutenant Samuels.
Yes, I will.
Did he seem strange to you?
I never saw him like that before in all my life.
Neither did I.
John, Sergeant Bilko has just been showing me our new car. Come, let's take a ride.
Stay away from that car. Don't.
Why, John?
Don't put your foot on the starter.
Oh, Lieutenant Samuels. Lieutenant Samuels. Colonel Hall. John, what is...
Quiet. Lieutenant Samuels, I want you to send over your best demolition man immediately. Why? I think there's a bomb planted in my staff car. I want you to have him check every inch of it.
John, you don't mean it.
I know I was hard on him yesterday, and I knew he'd try to get even, but murder.
Murder?
Sergeant Hogan.
Yes, sir.
If anything happens to us, I want you to be a witness.
Yes, sir.
Come, dear.
Oh. A witness? So that's why he wants to marry me? A wife can't testify against her own husband.
Trying to figure it out all day, Rock. I don't get it.
It ain't just us. It's the whole post. Everybody is tense and nervous. Fights breaking out all over.
It's like waiting for a bomb to go off.
Yeah. And through it all is Sergeant Bilko, sashaying around with a big smile on his face, spreading sunshine.
What is he up to? Rock, you know him. You're close to him. What is he up to?
I don't know, Hench. I don't know.
Lights out, my little chickadees.
Here he comes.
Oh, boys, you should have seen the look on Doberman's face when I tucked him and I could have kissed him.
Yeah.
Boys, it's after 9 o'clock. Lights out. We got a big day tomorrow. 20-mile hike. I'm looking forward to it.
Sure.
Good night, fellas.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night, fellas. I gotta find out. Sarge, what's going on? What? He's asleep already.
Asleep? Him?
Come on. Did you see that smile on his face?
He knows something. Shh.
The guys are all asleep.
I wish I could sleep.
Come on, we'll go in the tree and have a cigarette. There won't be anybody there.
Why aren't you guys asleep?
I don't know. I just can't sleep. I don't.
What is he up to? You guys should know. What is he up to?
We don't know. We don't know.
He's got us going good this time.
Look, let's put all our money together. Every dime, we'll put it in front of his door. Then maybe he won't do it.
Do what?
I don't know.
I tell you something bigger than that. Now, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. He sold us to somebody. He sold us to somebody.
Hey, look.
Government!
Let go! I'm going over the wall.
You can't desert.
Let me go! I don't want to be here when it happens.
But what? What happens? What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody knows anymore.
John, you just must get some sleep.
It wasn't in the staff car. Where did he put it? I looked everywhere.
It's high, high heat on the field of Tinnity.
What is it?
I'm here, sir.
But I'm busy with another patient.
Another? I thought I was your only patient,
now,
sir.
Now, please, just sit down, Sergeant, and wait your turn.
Yes, sir. Somebody else needs help. Strange.
So, Colonel, you see, nobody really wants to harm you.
It's terrible, Captain. Yesterday in the assembly, when they sang the Star Spangled Banner and came to the part, bombs bursting in air, I ducked under the table.
Yes, it takes time. Time and patience. I see you didn't get any sleep last night.
But I need help.
See, Sergeant, just because a man gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning and proposes marriage is no reason to suspect him.
He thinks I'm in cahoots with Bilko. After 25 years of marriage, I have to taste his food before he'll eat it.
Now, just have patience. He's a good man. It's just a phase that he's going through. So remember, men, you have nothing to fear except fear itself. Now, there are laws against slavery.
Well, Bilko will get around them.
Holla,
just a minute. Bilko, why are you bothering the captain?
Sergeant, what have you done to this post?
All I did was try to get a good night's sleep,
but
sir.
Nobody else is. Will you do something? Now I need help.
What's going on here? Can't sleep. Well, I'll see that you do. There's a new schedule. Back to the old world. There'll be Monte Carlo every night. It'll be 25 cents a shot at the rifle range. Get the cubic downs ready.
Quiet. Now, you men come back next Wednesday.
Sir, Captain, we're back to normal now. We just won't have time.
Yeah. Nothing to it, sir. They just were a little confused.
I think I know where we put it, Captain.
Oh, Colonel, I've been looking all over you, sir. Sir, I'll have to take your staff car back and put it back in repair, sir.
You're taking it back?
Yes, sir, and I'm afraid there'll be no morning reports for a while, sir.
Well, no report?
I think it's kind of silly to get up that early in the morning, sir.
Oh, you're
not. As a matter of fact, I've left strict instructions with Corporal Barbella. If we're to be attacked, he must wake me immediately. Yes. He knows that, sir.
Colonel, did you want to see me?
Everything is fine. Everything's back to normal.
I don't understand.
Let me handle it, sir. They were just a little confused.
But there's always Sergeant Hogan. Oh, as a matter of fact, here she comes now.
Let me handle that little lady, sir. Oh,
thank you, Sergeant.
Here, hold the phone. Just a minute. What's with you going to see a head doctor? What's the matter with you?
Annie, ever since you asked me to marry you...
Just a minute. Who asked who to marry who?
You asked me to
marry... Have you got it in writing? Have you got any witnesses? What is this nonsense about marriage? You know I can't marry you. I'm in mourning for my dear Uncle Felix.
Ernie Bilko, you're lying to me again.
Now, would I lie to you? You know you're the only girl in the world for me.
I wish I could believe that.
Well, I just said it. That means you can believe it.
Oh.
Let me worry about things. Don't trouble your little... You know you're the only girl in the world for me.
Yes.
Go on, honey, relax. You're the only girl I'll ever be interested in. What'd you say her name was?
Zsa-Zsa Lamour.
Uh-huh.
She's expecting you tonight at the Silver Palace.
All righty.
Now, this is what you gotta
do. Earl, stay away from him, I
said. Shut up, Conscience. You've caused enough trouble. Now, don't you build me up? Tell her I was a big oil man.
Good boy.
Also seen in tonight's cast were Elizabeth Fraser as Sergeant Hogan. Nelson Olmsted played the psychiatrist. Robert Weber was the ego. Stanley Simmons played Conscience. Hope Sansbury was Mrs. Hall. And Joe E. Ross played Sergeant Ritzick.